his legs crossed. So.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
It's about to go down.
Different, bro. What the fuck?
What was that to?
I don't know. What did you do that to?
I don't remember. I just saw the voice note. I was like, I'm putting this shit on the fucking soundboard. Eunice is back, everyone.
I can't believe it. I can't believe my eyes. I'm a villain in my city.
Perfect. Eunice is back.
What's up, y'all? What's up? What's up?
Sorry about all the boxes, Eunice. My room is just like this.
You're gonna move in before me. That's crazy. Fucking hate.
Next week, player.
Do you need my car? Like to put stuff in it?
Flex. Nah, we're good. We got a U-Haul. Sure. Yeah, oh, appreciate it. Yo, you said, yo, my whip. Yeah, that's right, Dad. You hear me?
My
whip.
It's a Tahoe. Like, it's a big ass car. So, like, right.
Who said a Tahoe? Appreciate it.
Yo, he came in flex mentality. For real. Dude, yo, rocking the Daredevil shirt.
Hold on. Who do you know who can bring Bentley keys into the studio, man, and just drop them on the table, bro?
Yo, didn't say a word, just showed up.
You know,
nah, I knew, but I kept it. I kept it a secret from you, Ariel.
Yeah, it is a pleasant surprise, for real.
Yeah,
for
real. He was like, I like surprising this motherfucker.
Yeah, I love it. Like, I feel great when I see this kid, man.
I was like, let's go. I kept stalling. I was like, yo, it's thinking here. I gotta go grab the camera.
Like, no way. Wait, no shot. Nah, you just set the move for Eunice.
Yo, Eunice is coming.
Light the candles, bro. Light it.
Yo.
That's hilarious. Man.
Nah, but and then what's it called? Yeah, I was like, I gotta go pee. Like, I gotta grab this. And yeah, here we are.
That's
but
amazing.
I'm glad you're here, man. Yo, damn, you rocking a Hulk shirt. You rocking a Daredevil shirt. I might have to go throw something on. You feel
bro,
me?
She had that on in the episode when she was training.
For real.
Like, exactly. You
I
chilling.
Am her.
Spandex.
I am She-Hulk. Nah, facts. Chill. MCU, bro.
Hell yeah.
You peep the MCU?
Bro,
you enjoying it?
Shit is so mad. Women. God. I can't believe that's a thing. Like, there's that Nerdist Twitter account that always posts, like, the MCU. Oh, it's... Look at this. Compare Iron Man 1 to She-Hulk. I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Wait, what? That is so water cooler, bro. It's just like, guys, let's just kill time before we gotta clock out.
So bad.
Bro,
so
but... Bad. Like, I don't... Dude, at this point, with the MCU... I'm just going to sit there and I'm just going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
But this was pleasantly like
enjoyable
for sure.
Really dug this episode, yeah.
And yo, it's at a 5.8 on IMDb, dude. It's getting bombed.
Yeah. 9s, 10s out of 10s, then you just see one all the way like mad people, and it was like male viewers over 30.
Neckbeards.
Yeah.
Is what we call them.
Yeah. No, but also like the statistic from IMDb was like male over 30. Like that was all of it.
Yo, when she was talking about how she always gets catcalled, bro, they hated that. They saw that, they turned it off. No, they didn't. They kept watching.
Yeah, they kept watching.
They wanted to hate watch it.
They had to hate watch it.
But like, I don't get it, bro. It's just like, why? Why are you this way? Why?
They hate seeing the truth. That's all it is.
Ooh.
Oh my god!
Nah, like there's no other way. Like they see it's a social commentary to people like them against people like them. So they're like, oh nah, fuck this.
Damn, that's a great point, bro.
Here's the thing: they're reacting to the show. You're making it deeper than it is.
Yeah,
for sure. Because
it's not that deep, but then you like when they start making that kind of like, commentary online and stuff.
Like she's just saying regular shit that happens to her.
Yeah,
because
like
it's shit that does happen.
Yeah,
and it's sadly the norm. Like that's what it is. Like it's normal to women to get just catcalled by random neckbeards on the street. but they just don't like seeing it.
Like the dudes at the bar that pulled up to us, like, ew, like, what are y'all doing? Hey,
what's your name? What are you doing? This is like,
bro. The contrast from like when she saw women at the bar to when she saw men at the bar. Like,
yeah,
it was
but
like,
that's the point.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That's
yeah.
why the scenes like that make sense when there's context to it. Mm-hmm. And even if it's subtle, because I'm pretty sure that went over everybody's head when they thought that scene was corny. It was just something juxtaposed to yeah. a real situation that I'm pretty yeah. sure happens all the time.
Definitely. Still.
But Eunice, what have been your thoughts on Bruce Banner, Professor Hulk, up to this point? Oh. And what are your thoughts now after seeing this episode?
I might as well just light a cigarette or something.
Nah,
I mean, I don't remember Eunice hating on...
No, I didn't, like, hate Hulk to the extent that everybody, like, hated him at, like, too. Like,
I Brian? Think,
yeah.
Shout like, out no, Brian. Shout out Brian and Mark.
They hate him, which I, like... I could, like, sympathize. Like, I understand why. Like, they definitely nerfed him. They definitely nerfed him. You did not need to make him Professor Hulk. You could have just kept Bruce Banner. You could have kept that dynamic between Hulk and Bruce instead mm-hmm. of just merging.
But destructive all the time? Like, just everything always getting fucked up every
not
time?
Not destructive. You can just see him... building a more connected relationship with the Hulk.
You actually wanted to see it more fleshed out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but they couldn't do it without a solo film, so there was always side plots, and it just never was like done
yeah.
justice.
Yeah, but for...
That's what I was saying off air. It's just like, especially everything with Universal, like, this was just the deal that Marvel Studios had to make. Yeah. It's like, all right, cool, like, we can do this, and we'll explain to the best that mm-hmm. we can of how, like, Hulk did this. And, like, we even got it in the show, where he basically explains a little bit of, like, yo, like, this is how, like, this happened, and now this is where we are.
Yeah.
And so I like that they at least, like, mentioned it. But, right, I feel the same way with you, where it's like, I wish they just fleshed it out, because you would have just felt for it more. You're like, yes, like, thank you. We understand the struggle. And, I mean, we have, like, you know, we have yeah, seen the struggle,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
But, right, I get it. It's like, we just want to see it just be brought at face value instead mm-hmm. of, like, oh, he's dealing with the struggle, but... we have to deal with fucking Thanos. Like the my last concern is Bruce Banner exactly. right now. It's like, we got Thanos exactly. up in this bitch, like, fucking shit up.
It's a double-edged sword for Hulk, because he couldn't get fleshed out in his own movie, so they had to always flesh it out in side plots of different other movies. But then again, I'm like, okay, so then why make such a drastic change, like Professor Hulk be off-screen? Like, that should have been shown in a movie,
According to the Russos, they did have... something like that in the script, from just paraphrasing. Because yeah, yeah. from the audio commentary for Endgame, they said that the writers, they mentioned that we wanted to also put that in there in Endgame, but it was just going to make the
yeah,
movie
no,
mad
it was
long.
Yeah.
It was already 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not saying they should have put, like, it needed to be an Endgame.
And
like,
Kevin
already...
would keep the majority of everything in there. Like, they yeah. only cut, like, what, two scenes?
Yo,
that's
but at least
wild.
The Russo.
The Russo cut. Bro. They
wilded.
They did, and it was unfinished. It was ass.
Yeah. It was so ass. Released that shit in theaters.
Nah, but you know what's not going to be ass? No Way Home, when it re-releases with different scenes, which is apparently 15 to 20 minutes of extra scenes in the movie.
Damn.
Heat. Coming out at the end of the month.
Here we go.
What?
He's hyping it up.
At the end of the month?
All right, so when we go see it, because are we going to go check it out?
I'm down,
yeah.
Okay. Fucking go to New Rock.
Yo, y'all can come through the apartment first.
No!
And then we'll walk there. We'll make sure we're not late.
How far are you from New Rock?
Bro, it's a 10-minute walk.
That's fire. That's fire.
Wow, bro, what a fucking flex.
Yeah, ain't paying that parking, feel me?
Do you have a lot?
Huh?
Do you have a lot? Like, where are you parking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a lot, but I'm saying we're not parking at the New Rock City lot.
And their parking is so annoying. Like, you have to put in your license. Like, yeah, like, bro, just...
Nah, I got the app. The app is clutch.
The app is great. Like, literally during the movie, you can just pull it up.
Right. It's like, all right, I'm already seated, because... Yeah. Eunice, I'm sorry. I saw Nope already. It was a spontaneous thing with me and Kayla.
Nah, it's
my,
all good.
And my coworkers.
You can't argue against that.
It's all good. No, I wanted to wait until it was an IMAX in New Rock, because it's going to come back soon, I heard. So
in IMAX?
You heard from who? You heard from who? The source.
Yeah,
Streets.
The source?
Streets is saying it's going to come back.
The Streets is sometimes right.
Yeah, Streets.
But it's sometimes wrong.
Eunice, you are... I count on you for news like this. You know that, right?
That's what I hear. Yeah, it's going
to
come back.
The only time I remember you being wrong, and this was actually recently, was the Batgirl news that you sent.
Yeah. And nobody expected that.
Yeah, that's true too. Because that was like a once in a life. Everybody's like, wait.
Because the New York
Post. Like, it was the New York Post.
They're like, New York Post? What the fuck?
Irreputable.
We got this covered.
Yeah. Because New York Post posted like a month prior to that was like, yo, Johnny Depp is back for Jack Sparrow in a Pirates of the Caribbean movie. I'm like, bro, no, he's not. So like.
Was there any.
Not one other announcement.
The next Pirates film is with Margot.
Yeah.
She's like
gonna
the
be
lead.
Heat. Yeah. I don't care.
Yo, people are going to be
the
she,
bro. The MCU, the fucking the
pirate, the piracy. Like,
it's piracy.
Get this guy out of here.
Oh shit!
Fuck.
Brother, this guy stinks. But all I was gonna say though is, we arrived on time for Nope, and I was so happy. Like there were still trailers playing. I saw the Oppenheim teaser. Cinema incoming.
I cannot wait.
I had my headphones on incoming. The whole time. I just saw fire. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Universal.
Bro, look how Nolan does trailers, bro.
Bro, and that's... You know how I know WB are like certified bag fumblers? Christopher Nolan was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to Universal. Like, that's crazy.
They're SBFs?
Yeah. Bro.
Certified bag fumblers.
That, like, they literally lost the GOAT.
That's different.
A crazy fumbled bag.
He gave them every
movie.
And then
the GOAT's brother, little bro, Zack Snyder. Crazy. Like,
crazy.
Do it to Netflix. Like,
and they doing better. They doing moves right now.
Yeah,
I love that.
At least they still got Denis.
Not for long. I give
you
it a
think
few.
So?
I give it a
After
few.
After he's done with Dune,
they're gonna do his fuck. They're gonna fuck him up. Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, he got.
He got Dune though. He got Dune.
They've let him cook for.
He got a whole trilogy. He had everything, bro. Yeah. He's chilling.
Yeah, but what?
It was that whole
how
thing
are
with
they gonna,
Tenet.
How are they gonna fuck it up with Denis? No.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Theaters
you see
are
what
back.
Been fucking up?
I don't see them.
How'd they fuck up Zack Snyder?
They David Hasselhoff is gonna be like, yo, what
Who's
is doing?
David Hasselhoff, bro.
the Warner Media, I mean the Warner Bros. Discovery.
David
CEO.
Zasseldorf, bro? Fucking Zasseldorf. Bum ass, bro.
Yo,
get out of here, bro.
Yo, yeah, but yo, I'm telling
you. You know
right
who he reminds
now,
me of?
Who?
Who's Michael's boss in The Office? The guy in the other branch?
Gabriel. Gabe.
Not Gabe. His head, the higher.
You're talking about David.
David,
his name is David.
Yeah.
No way. No way.
What was his last name though? David. Oh my god.
Intern.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Bro, that's I don't care. That's David Zaslav.
What's his last name?
David Wallace.
Yes.
David Wallace.
Thank you.
That's crazy. Bro, they
Yo,
look
he identical. Does. He does him. That's him.
That's a variant?
Yeah, for
Confirmed.
Sure.
Confirmed.
David Hasselhoff.
No, that does not look like him. Bro.
I thought it did too, but it doesn't.
You cheated
at all.
So much.
It doesn't at all.
You cheated.
I got
so much.
I got my whites mixed up. My fault.
Nah, my whites.
Wavy, baby.
Yo.
There's also another rumor that Leslie like turned down a role to return as Batgirl like in a future project. She's like, fuck that.
Damn.
Which, if that's true, I wouldn't be.
Yo,
mad.
If she gets drafted,
it, right?
If she gets drafted by Kevin, that's
bro,
a power.
Apparently,
move.
Deke in the streets is also saying that Henry is gonna be in Loki season two, bro.
Hyperion.
That's if he pulls up to Loki season two,
here we go now. Guys, I'm getting. That's why I love that the cameras are on right now because this guy gets so hyped.
Bro,
I
get hyped by Henry.
Yo, but remember what I said? We found a flaw in what I said at San Diego Comic-Con.
What?
Like there was a technicality because I said I'm done with the DCEU.
Yo, let's do this.
But Henry had got COVID, so he couldn't show up. Like that's a
bro,
safety
that's also
hazard.
A rumor. No way.
Nah, that's a safety. Nah, he had to stop doing The Witcher season 3.
Yeah,
like,
I mean if that was the case, they would also just announce Superman by now, but they didn't. So it's like,
bro, it's clipped, bro. That's
all
it.
I'm saying, bro.
They're
is,
CBFs, bro.
But is he showing up in Loki?
I wouldn't. I feel like if there's one, like, I feel like if he's not going to show up in a movie and if he has to show up in a show, if I had to choose between any Marvel show, it's Loki. Because it's, like, British heavy and everything. Like, I feel like he could
Wow,
keep,
that's kind of racist.
Yeah, you kind of. Man.
I guess I'm racist to British people.
Yo.
I'm racist to the colony. I don't care.
Is Feige that petty?
I would love it. Hell
why
yeah,
not?
Petty.
Why not?
We spoke about
Snyder
this
could have that level of pettiness with casting Ray Fisher in his own shit. Fucking let Kevin do it.
Nah, but you know how I know, like,
Kevin Feige's petty. Look what he did with Ralph Boner.
You know when I knew the Snyderverse wasn't being restored? When Zack Snyder was on Stephen Colbert and said, yeah, fuck you, Warner Brothers.
Wait, is he?
No, he says suck it. He says suck it, Warner Brothers.
Wait, but is he getting any royalties off of the Justice League on digital?
I don't know.
He's loaded. I don't know the specific. Yeah. But bro, yeah, so if Feige is that petty, then fuck it. Like,
I would love it. Because I want him to get Ray Fisher. I wanted that motherfucker to get Henry.
He just gets the whole Justice League.
Get everybody, bro.
They're the X-Men. Legit.
Henry Cavill playing Cyclops?
Hold up. What?
What happened?
Theory time.
Oh, theory time. What?
All right, so I believe Mark Ruffalo stated something. Remember what I said in the chat earlier?
Yeah, the Secret Wars thing?
That's going to end in a bang. Like, they're going to end it out.
Yeah.
I believe they're trying to end, like, this main MCU stuff to make room for X-Men. Cause, yeah. Like, where does X-Men fit in all that?
They're not. X-Men is coming after Secret Wars.
Yeah, it has to be.
There was a podcast I spoke about it with this, like, insider.
We're the first ones.
Yeah, fact. No. It was a different topic. It was like...
We did it first. They just released it first.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Watch it and get off your phone.
X-Men, their contracts, apparently, like, Fox's X-Men, lasted to 2025.
That's what I'm saying. That's why Ralph Boner is a thing, bro.
So, like, apparently they can't... Like, yeah. There's no reason why they couldn't... I mean, no, they did mention mutants. I don't know. I really don't know.
They played the theme song. We saw Charles Xavier. Yeah.
No, but that's the reason why they can't cast someone as in another... Like, they can't
He's
get...
He's still under contract.
Yeah, you can't get another Wolverine because Hugh Jackman is in contract since 2025. That's why they got Patrick Stewart back. So it's like...
That's why...
It makes sense, but, like...
Perhaps we should tell him the truth.
Go. You put that in the trailer.
I know. That's so crazy
to me.
They should just never showed it, honestly.
That would have been bigger to me than the Reed Richards review.
Let me do your trailers, bro.
Crazy.
For real.
I won't even see it.
That is not a good way to advertise yourself.
I'm going
to
be like this.
With your eyes closed. That's how nice you are.
Let me watch the movie first, and then I'll do the trailer. That's
how it works, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Nah,
yeah.
It's not. They give you a couple scenes. They be like, choose from this and make some shit. And they're like, all right.
No, that's dope.
Because he could spoil you. Imagine the trailer guy spoils everything.
These motherfuckers were watching.
I mean, have you seen trailers?
What I saw on the streets today that had me dying?
Bro, Twitter's the streets, bro.
Confirmed.
Well, the internet is the streets.
Someone pulled up. Remember that video of when John Campia was trying to justify that he didn't leak the shot? That turned out to be very fucking real in No Way Home.
I thought it was a Photoshop.
And then he was like, I never thought I would say this in my life. Look at Tobey Maguire's dick. That shit popped up on my fucking thing. Because
he genuinely thought
morning.
It was Photoshop. No, he didn't genuinely. He was trying to cover up that he knew it was a leak. And he was like, he's just looking for stuff to stick at the wall. He's throwing some shit. Like,
they hired him to do that, bro.
He was just like, random bullshit, go.
Yeah.
They hired him to promote the film.
I don't think they hired him. I genuinely think it was a leak, and he was like, oh, shit, I'm going to get clout. And then he realized he was getting hate, and then he was like, oh, shit, nah, fuck this.
So look at Tobey Maguire's dick, basically.
Like, why would you watermark something that someone emailed to you then if you really thought it was fake? Like, come on, think. But I don't care.
Yeah. Think.
I do think the 8K of Andrew Garfield on the thing, like, it was released. That's 8K footage, and it was a blue screen. That's not a leak. That's Marvel. I think that was Marvel. I genuinely think that was Marvel.
They hyped their shit off leagues, bro. That's insane.
That is the smartest thing. Yeah.
See, Kevin, that's the thing. Kevin is being cunning with that because
he needs a documentary in like 20 years and he needs to drop all this shit.
Like, he needs a Last Dance?
Bro, that'd be like, fire. That'd be fire.
Absolutely.
He's smoking a cigar like...
Bro, this motherfucker has been here since Spider-Man 1.
Yeah. Like, since X-Men.
Bro, since X-Men.
Nah, you gotta call that shit Feige. It's like that shit in the Mr. Bean movie. It's like directed by Kevin Feige. Directed by Kevin Feige.
Like literally
produced by Kevin Feige.
Just say Feige Cinematic Universe. Like that's his shit. Like this motherfucker was a part of
the MCU.
And he about to take care of shit in Star Wars too.
He almost, you know, he almost went to DC during Phase One because of Perlmutter shit. Like he was about to leave Marvel.
Oh yeah, Ike Perlmutter was a dickhead.
Yeah, he's a racist dickhead too. So like he was about to leave. He said he was about to go to Warner Brothers.
Apparently he's the reason ABC has like a branch in the MCU.
Yeah, no. Well, not anymore, but yeah.
Yo, we was cooking off air, like when we allegedly went to the park to meet up with Mary Jane.
Mm-hmm.
from Peter with love.
That's amazing.
But we were just talking about how, dude, Feige is the GOAT.
Easily,
like he knows what the fuck he's doing, bro. Like, I compared it. We were comparing it because Ariel was saying how he loves how we do a lot of sports references, and I was saying how Marvel Studios right now are the Golden State Warriors. It's like the time that they had with like KD and winning those championships, that was their Infinity War Endgame type shit.
Yeah, because that was OD, bro.
And then when you know, crazy. When KD left, and then obviously they were dealing with some injuries and like a rebuild stage, and everyone's been calling Phase 4 like a rebuild. But it's like, yo,
we still the best team. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right. Like, everyone's like, maybe everyone still should keep an eye out for them. Everyone's like, sleeping. And then come San Diego Comic-Con, and this dude announces Fantastic Four and two Avengers films 6 months apart in the same phase.
Different. That's different.
That's crazy.
And then an 18 episode Daredevil show right before that.
This shit is
how
different,
bro. And we haven't
different. Fucking different.
Yo, you're like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to remember what that was for. I don't remember,
bro. The fact that you know what scares me though, the fact that you said that was a voice note. So like I don't know if like you was if you was in your wait, crib wait, just wait, like,
well,
like
I remember what it was. I kind of don't want to disclose what it was about.
Edit it out.
It was Lotus related.
Really?
What and you it? Had put sent some a tweet or something and you were like, this shit is different, bro.
Oh, that's
like,
what
I'm
it
not
was.
Fucking
that's
with
what
this
it was.
Or something like that. Yeah,
that's crazy.
What
it was. Oh yeah, it's probably when all the leaks were happening. I was like, yo, these motherfuckers are different. Just seeing the group chat. The group chat was in shambles when every single thing kept dropping.
This turned dark.
Gavin was like, nah, this is fake. And Gavin was like, wait, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Yo, Twitter was like,
fight back. Fight back.
Yo, the
man.
Streets was crazy,
yo,
bro.
Hold that, bro.
Man. The streets was crazy. But yeah, that's how I feel about the MCU. Like, they are the Golden State Warriors of just like franchise production right now. Like,
and the Snyderverse was what? Cavs 2016? Like, what were they?
Like, 2016
like,
Cavs.
Zach was LeBron, bro. Like, this dude's like, I'm gonna get us one. Like, I'm gonna get us something, bro. The Snyder cut was, huh?
DC are like the Spurs, bro.
Why?
Because Nolan.
But we talking about like the cinematic universe.
I genuinely think he's like, maybe Miami Heat or fucking something. Like 2012, 2013,
14. Who, Zach?
Yeah, like something.
Oh, yeah, that's villain LeBron.
BBS.
Villain Zach? Villain.
Crazy. Come on,
bro. And, yo, villain in my city. And you chilling with villains? Yo. Who's the villain in She-Hulk?
Frogman, baby.
Who's that?
He's a comic book guy. Guy in the comics.
Meaning Eunice does not
know
shit about Frogman.
Yeah, I know the entire lore of Frogman. Like,
so you didn't do your research on She-Hulk before watching
the
show?
Wait, was that in a trailer or something?
No, it's in the comics. He's a villain in the comics.
Oh, okay.
Would he be a good villain for the show, though? It should be Bruce confirmed. Do a Wanda story arc, like with her with Strange.
World War Hulk? Hulk son.
Yo, how crazy would that be if, like,
it is. And it has to be, yeah.
That what?
Yeah, because we're going into Secret Horrors. It's the Secret Horrors. I was going to say Secret Horrors.
Wow.
Oh.
Secret so Wars. You think it would be World War
Yeah, Hulk? I feel like we're leading into that. Because, bro, his DNA can just make anybody Hulk now.
Yeah. And that's dangerous. Like, bro, what was that man doing before Ragnarok and between Age of Ultron? Like, bro, there has to be, like, he was doing some shit.
Yo, he was chilling in Mexico, bro. Yeah, in
Cancun, bro.
Vibing. Hulk was vibing.
Yeah, he was my vibe. He was my vibe all the May and June.
Good for him.
That bar, like with Tony Stark, it says T.S. and BB. I was like, damn.
Yo. And then Jennifer ruined it. All good, though. All good.
Why you hating?
Yeah, that was mad rude of her. Why are you fighting your cousin?
But those are probably, he probably told her. Why is she those are probably him? Those are probably the only three people that have been to that location.
Oh, no, why is he stopping
That's
her?
That's true.
I was saying, why is he stopping her? Like, she could have just dipped. And then he all that damage, like, all right, bet, fine, you can go.
Did he have a point?
That was a cousin. That was the most, like, cousin-like thing ever. You fight, and then you're like, all right, okay,
yeah.
Like, wait, we're both, like, too beat up right now. Yeah, like, okay, yeah, fine, we're good.
Bro, I've scrapped with my cousin before, and we play Vice City right after.
Oh, easy. Like, no or problem. 2K, like, right away.
Bro, fighting with your siblings or relatives is so funny, bro.
Slap boxing, put on 2K8. Fuck. Chris Paul on the cover.
2K8.
Nah, bro, but it was just, like, because, you know my sister used to watch wrestling with me? Like, growing up, like, she used to watch WWE with me. And then every time during commercial break, like, we would wrestle.
Wait, K-Dot used to wrestle?
Yeah, bro.
That's fire. Like, I got yelled at by my dad for doing wrestling moves on my little brother.
What, did you do, like, a fucking 5-star frog splash on
him? Nah, like, we was like...
DDT!
Bro, DDT, spear, FU, like, fucking, like,
yo,
everything.
like Bruce speared the shit out of her. Yo, remember that shit?
Goldberg, Rabago!
From out of nowhere!
I'm going to AEW match next month.
Dope.
Wow.
You gonna see CM Punk?
Eunice is about to flash the camera, bro.
CM
Punk. Yo, you saw that video I sent you? Yo, what? Attitude Era.
Yo, that was flagrant.
Yo, WWF podcast coming soon, bro.
Love
yo,
them,
that shit is
Raw
that,
is war,
yo,
bro.
They have all episodes of Raw, SmackDown
where?
On Peacock, bro.
Really?
Yes. Damn. You could watch the very first Raw, Monday Night Raw.
This shit is different.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. We just put one on one day, bro. First dude to come out, Triple H just the hype man. Yeah, we were like, damn. And then guess what? He gets on the mic, starts
just talking
his
shit, bro.
Bro, that like it's a skill, bro. Like people are like, yo, this shit is fake.
That's
I'm like, yes, but
it's a show, bro. I don't give
exactly.
A fuck.
It's entertainment, and not only that, they're putting their bodies out there, like they're fucking flying,
literally,
flipping,
literally.
Like
yeah.
yo, motherfuckers get hurt
Shout
off this
out
shit.
To Mankind, Rey Mysterio,
yo,
guys, that
Mankind,
like,
bro, he did not care, bro.
Dude
he
got
put his body through the line.
He really didn't. He killed
hell
someone
in
the
cell,
ring.
right off the top.
You guys know Rey Mysterio killed someone in the ring.
No shot.
It was in a WWE match too. He did a 619.
Oh, like when he was doing.
He did the 619, and like something happened. The opponent's blood flow stopped, and then he stopped. Like he died in the ring.
That's just crazy, bro.
I remember watching the crowd footage of that. Like it didn't air, but like I think that he stopped wrestling for a minute after that.
Once again, we are dark.
Yeah,
we are going dark.
Bro. But listen, I loved that. That was my like Undertaker and Kane were my top two. Brothers of Destruction, that was my...
Yo, Brothers of Destruction.
That
was
my
crit.
Shit.
I did like when Undertaker had his,
like
his motorcycle era.
Yeah,
you didn't fuck with it?
And
I didn't
everything?
Like the name. Like, change the name.
Brothers of Destruction?
Yeah, even when I was a kid, I was like...
Really?
I was like Brothers
shit,
of Destruction?
Bro.
Like, change
I mean,
it.
Bro, those are two big boys. Like,
and then when Kane
boys.
Finally unmasked for the first time,
yeah,
I was a kid.
That was so weird. And I'm like, oh, he's getting a movie deal. Got a movie deal.
And now he's a Republican governor, and now he just sucks ass.
No.
Yeah, he's like
well,
a mayor.
He was wearing red.
Oh, fuck.
Brothers of Destruction, I guess.
No, but they're not actually brothers. And I remember being so heartbroken when I found that out.
Yo, me too. It was that.
Who believed that? I was like, that's such a schoolyard.
I was four,
fucking...
bro.
I was four. Yeah. Bro, I thought John Cena was a doctor, bro. Dr. Thugonomics. Like...
You know his album went platinum?
Yo,
like,
it made it. Yo,
where'd he go?
Yo.
Bro, his album went platinum and he wasn't even, like, iTunes wasn't a thing. No Spotify. Like,
yo,
bro, vinyls
John Cena
and CDs.
Was mad favorite.
Yeah, he thought he was a real doctor.
You're the doctor of Thugonomics,
bro. John Cena was a G, bro.
John
him
Cena
and the
yo,
Rock
the
were
spinner
destined.
Belt. When he brought out the spinner belt.
I wanted that so badly, my dad said no.
I was like, why, bro?
You're that hating.
He did not want me wearing jewelry. He's like, no.
Jewelry,
but he let me get the belt, though.
Nah, he wants you look like a cornball.
I wanted that shit so badly, bro. I wanted it so badly.
You wanted the jorts, too?
I had that shit, bro. I had the jorts. He was the only one that pulled it off, though. John Cena's the only dude that could pull that shit off.
You guys remember his first ever, like, in the ring? He's wearing under, like, red underwear.
Yeah,
red
he's like, I'm John Cena.
He used to be, He used to come out with some other white dude that would just be like, yeah, wearing a beanie. Like,
yeah, when he first started rapping. Yeah.
Yo, I was just like, who is this guy?
I got to watch it again. I don't
remember that. That's what got him popping, though.
Yeah.
Because like,
he was talking mad shit.
Because people were iffy about his character.
Vince McMahon wanted a black dude, but said John Cena act like a black dude. Like, that's the confirmed thing. Like, that's what he did.
He was like, cultural appropriation?
Vince is in some, like,
no,
terrible
I hope that
shit.
Motherfucker rots. I don't give a fuck. He deserves...
He got
thing.
Money. He'll be chilling.
Yeah, he'll be chilling. But like, I'm happy he's away from WWE. I'm happy Triple H is stepping up, and I hope Vince McMahon.
Bro, that's his son-in-law. That's crazy. He's married to Stephanie McMahon.
He's Tywin Lannister, you bum ass.
I forgot. Vince McMahon Jr. is also mad fucking annoying when he was in WWE.
Mole.
There we go. Yo, he was kind of nice, though.
He nice with what? Nice with what?
Bro, he has some...
nice with what? Name one match he was nice with it.
Bro, he had some good matches with Shawn Michaels. He had some good matches with Shawn Michaels.
Wash, bro. Sweet Chin Music. So many
DMX?
Times. Pedigree.
Or, no, Degeneration X. I said DMX.
Degeneration
X. Sweet Chin Music.
Yo.
Pedigree. Fucking.
Yo. And then whenever one of them would turn their backs on one another, like, it always had that story, right?
Backstabbing.
So, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, the showmanship part of wrestling.
Mm.
Because kind of like how they're kind of breaking the fourth wall also talking to the TV.
I love that.
She-Hulk was kind of cool.
And like Hulk looking at you like, what the fuck is she doing?
He's like, what are you looking at, bro?
What are you doing?
TVA confirmed though, still, sort of.
She stuck out the middle finger and no blur.
So.
Oh, Disney Plus mature?
Confirmed.
Nah, bro. All the kids that watched Avengers are all grown up now. They can do this.
She said, it's not going to be mature.
Captain America, fuck.
Until like, I don't know. Like what? You see like a Jessica Jones, Luke Cage type sex scene or like titty or something.
Well, it's already a thing.
It's like, in it, but it's not like Disney Plus produced it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, Eternals?
Well, Disney Plus, I'm saying.
Yo, they was going out.
Eternals, my guy, Rob.
That's Chloe's out. Chloe's out was like, yo, Kevin, do not touch the shit, bro.
She's like, yo, Kevin, I'm about to make cinema. Yo, you didn't like Eternals, though, right?
Nah.
Get out.
It's okay.
Get out.
I didn't.
It's not okay.
It didn't age well.
No,
it didn't age well. Like, I liked it when I saw it. I was like, yo, is
best looking MCU film?
Cap.
What's the best looking MCU film?
First Avenger. Captain America.
Huh?
Captain America, First Avenger.
He's such a film head, bro. Get out of here, bro.
Anything in Phase 1 clears anything else.
Call Jeremy right now.
he'll agree with me, I think. I think.
Call him right now. See
call
what
him
says.
Right now. Call him right now. I got you. Hold on.
Be like, what is the best looking MCU film?
He's going to say Iron Man. I'm calling. He's going to say Iron Man.
Iron Man 1? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I would say that out of the entire Phase 1.
Oh, he's FaceTiming.
No, after every movie.
Oh, every MCU
every
film
MCU
ever?
Movie.
Put it close to the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, you better pick up. If you don't pick up, I'm gonna be tight.
He's probably watching. I think they're doing an MCU marathon. No, like him
and
his roommates.
Your father on FaceTime.
Hello.
Beta. Hey.
He's not gonna answer this fucking.
Wow, Jeremy. Damn. Jeremy, if you're reading this,
bro,
it's too late.
He's swinging through Queens right now.
Jeremy's my Spider-Man.
On God.
But how did y'all think the CGI looked?
For what?
It looked incredible, bro.
I thought, I mean, it was good. It was iffy on some parts, but I think Hulk just looks so much better. Like, it's crazy
bro,
how
it's
much
better. Well, it's a template they have for him already.
Sure, but like, it's just...
Remember, that's CGI that has been built on over the past 10 years. So they kind of already know how to deal with him.
It just looked so much better compared to her. Like, even the lip movement, comparing it to Jen. Jen looked like a video game, and it was too smooth. Where him, you see, it was a little raggedy. And like, it was...
Well, also,
it
looked good. Bro, his features are specify and accentuate that kind of look.
Well, sure. I'm,
but Jennifer looked like, whoa, Jesus.
Yeah, my fault.
I was Jennifer, though, she looked, you know.
She looked pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
She looked great with the lighting as well. Because it looked like they had location-based
lighting
footage there.
Yeah.
Which has helped it a lot, clearly. For sure. They learned something from Prehistoric Planet. Check that out.
Apple TV Plus.
Yep. It's not an ad. But, yeah. I thought it was great. I thought it was great.
So you enjoyed the first episode for sure?
I had a good time.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Who did Steve Rogers sleep with?
It was one of the girls when he was on tour.
XO tour life, bro. I'm telling you.
It was Star-Lord's grandma, bro.
Yo. And it kind of explains...
What was your theory?
All right, hold on. Once again.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Fuck. Okay.
If you think about it.
That's why they look alike?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank God it wasn't that.
No, that wasn't even going to be my... It's not even a superficial thing. It's a genetic thing. Star-Lord was basically born that way. Already because of ego, sure. But maybe that also DNA was passed down through as well. It's sort of accentuated. And the Power Stone can only be touched by those worthy of it or something like that.
Huh?
I have no idea what I'm saying.
No, I just thought, because like obviously it was the same actress that played the one of Bucky's, like when him and Bucky went to that festival, or like in
it was
First
the
Avenger.
Same shoddy.
Yeah, say like the person that played Star-Lord's mom and the girl when the girls with Bucky, one of them.
No
was the same
shot. Nah, so my thing is smash Bucky's
girl.
Date?
No. I don't know if they were the same. I'm trying to remember which it was.
Foggy's a genius.
No, but like on some real shit, like yo, there's a theory that like, yo, the reason why they looked like that is because like Star-Lord's mom, that was probably like Star-Lord's grandmother or something, and that's why they look alike or something. But it's just a case of having the same actress.
So Civil War part two is what you're saying.
Confirm.
Wait.
Exactly.
Secret.
You smashed my girl? Yo, Cap's like
Thanos, like the fucking
Cap's
the
like Hail Hydra. Oh,
God. Yo, that's next.
Yo, is Chris Evans returning?
No,
yeah.
She-Hulk hopes so.
No, Secret Wars, I think.
Bro. Cap'n.
I think Iron Man.
Not even
Captain
what
America.
A pun, but no, Cap'n.
I think they both will return in Secret Wars. I actually think I have a theory. Secret Wars.
Here we
and
go.
Kang. Yeah. Peep this.
Beat this real quick.
So what are the two Avengers movie called?
Kang Dynasty
and then Secret Wars.
So Kang Dynasty, I feel like we'll focus on one Avenger team. Secret Wars will probably focus on a lot of Avengers team, and then it'll probably like merge or something like that.
So Infinity War and Endgame?
No, like a different world of Avengers, like an alternate universe Avengers.
Damn.
Not like different members.
Damn.
What?
Secret Wars.
Multiple Earths. Yeah, there, yeah. I thought you were talking
but
about
I
Kang.
Think there'll be an actual focus of a different, like, Avengers. Like, maybe one we haven't seen before.
Yeah, but everything we're watching now is going to culminate to what we're going to see in the films. So yeah. I don't know how that...
Bro, we still have X-Men.
Yeah, that's...
how
Marvel's
crazy
smart.
Is that?
They're going to save that for after they do Secret Wars.
Because, and we were talking about this too in our alleged walk to meet up with Mary Jane.
Mm-hmm.
X-Men are, I mean, obviously the Avengers are huge now, but X-Men are still the X-Men.
Ghosts.
Like,
yeah.
They, right, the
nobody
ghosts.
Knew the fuck the Avengers were before that. Like, before Iron Man, nobody knew Iron Man was to begin with. But, like, before the MCU, Avengers were, like, low level, honestly.
Yeah.
Compared to at least the Fantastic Four and X-Men, which were
or just the Justice
miles
League.
Above.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
like,
that's how
crazy.
Marvel was competing back in the day,
exactly.
Like, with DC, because DC was pumping out Batman, Superman.
It was X-Men. It was
Justice
always
League.
The X-Men.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, right, like, you think Feige's not fumbling, and, like, he's like, they're mine now? Like, we're just not fumbling this. Like, come on now.
Yeah, they're gonna take their time with it. I'm pretty sure that's
helping. We're gonna get X-Men, and then we're gonna get X-Men versus Avengers as like, the next, like,
yo!
Big event. There has to be.
Wait,
that has
wait,
to
wait,
be.
Wait.
There has to be.
You
this
wanna bet?
Confirm right
you wanna
now?
Bet? You want to bet
10 years from now? I'm trying to think. Like,
you got to buy Morbius.
What? The fourth movie by that time?
No, El Muerto. You got to get El Muerto
on
digital.
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray.
The Steelbook.
Okay, before I say what I was going to say.
No, I didn't say Bullet Train, no.
Oh, fucking stupid. Okay, I was going to say, like, once they introduce the X-Men and they have the Avengers you'll have them team up, but you'll have like a Civil War thing with them, and they'll be X-Men versus Avengers like the comics. Like, it'll be like, there's like, there's so much shit you can pull from with the X-Men.
Yeah, especially with Magneto and Professor X being at odds about things. It creates another Civil War style.
I just finished reading, or most of Marvel Knights Spider-Man, and like just seeing like Captain America and like Wolverine together is just like, wow, like this is crazy. Like Cap tells him something, he's like, shut it, bub. Like, I don't take orders from you. I was like, ah.
And Wolverine. Also, I hope you know that's a cool interaction. And also, maybe, you know, I'm not a comic accurate person, like I don't care about that, but it would be cool to see the whatever new approach they have about Logan, because he's supposed to be an asshole that they just kind of tolerate.
Hugh Jackman was like the asshole of assholes in that.
Yeah.
In
what do they call you? Wheels.
What a dick, bro. What a dick. I just rewatched the first two. I gotta watch.
They're so underrated. What's the third Stop one, sleeping though? On them. What's the last Stand.
Fuck. That's.
Yeah. It's not as bad as Dark Phoenix, that's for sure.
I'm gonna stop at Days of Future Past at Logan.
Logan is off world. Days of Future Past was the end of the Fox's X-Men for me. They ended on a happy ending.
Ended on a time loop.
I haven't seen it. Yeah. Shh, don't tell me anything. I genuinely do not remember when I saw that. But people say that it's like,
bro, one
of the greatest
Superman. Days of Future Past over Endgame for me. In my all-time comic book movies.
I can see that in quality, yeah.
I didn't know this was going to turn into water cooler talk.
Right now. Nah, I mean, it's... Yo, Aaron, so there's these things called opinions. People have them. Nah.
But yo, like, you're taking the bait.
Yo, turntables, baby. Let's go. But, no, because...
Bang!
Nah, I'm not going to get into a whole Endgame talk. There's no point in doing that. We can just... What else is there to talk about in She-Hulk? Jamila Jamil.
Titania. Jamil. That's what she was.
Whoever the fuck she was. I don't know. Yeah. Like,
bro, she just bust through the... Like, what are you doing here? What's going on?
That's like, because when you came in...
Kapow!
And you said, like, oh, like, that... It was, like, cut weird. Like, it was, but, like, I know it had, like, that, like, hey, like, montage, 60s, 70s montage of, like, superhero.
I wouldn't mind if we see more of that.
Yeah.
Like, if we see more of that, I'd be like, oh, alright,
consistent
cool.
with it?
Yeah.
Because which I think like Hollywood. They will be.
That was the first, like, six... Like, it was just out of nowhere. I'm like, yo, this is cut really weird. But then I heard the music. That's why I was talking about the soundtrack. The music...
Yeah, and the end credit art was amazing.
So, bro, they've been...
They got the same people probably who did all the Spider-Man stuff.
Spider-Man, even Miss Marvel's after credits, which was like straight up in Jersey City, like actual beautiful.
Dope as fuck. In terms of like production on that standpoint, like all these projects are so unique. They are. Like, say what you will about...
Just clean up the blue screen, bro. That's all.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
Clean it up. Clean it up.
Yeah. Be on location more. That's all I want.
Exactly. Take a page out of Chloe's book.
And, you know, it like, works. If you want to go the extra mile, go back to, like, what you were doing in Phase 1 and film on film. That would have been dope. Because Phase 1 is all in film, and that's why they look
I know, as good but as they it's easier for
I know,
visual
I know.
Effects.
I know, especially because they're doing as much blue screen. Yeah. But if you're not, please.
Oh, okay. I understand what you mean. So change the format if you're not doing anything CGI.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's almost
Iron
like...
Man had that film grain. First Avenger had that film grain.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Dude. Right. They look beautiful. Even
yo,
Iron
that,
Man
that
2.
Shot of him walking away, like, is so clean.
That's so true. It had...
I missed the movements. You don't hear that anymore. Well, you don't hear anything anymore. He's dead. That motherfucker's dead.
It
I'm really hyped
again,
for Ironheart.
Dark
though.
In here.
Ironheart, though. I'm really hyped for her.
Bro, that's another show, bro. That's crazy.
Wakanda Forever, I'm about to be a wreck.
Yeah, yo, you?
Mentioned this like every time
bro,
we showed
yo,
up.
I was talking about it one of my coworkers today because I was like, yo, I still haven't seen the trailer. I still haven't watched the trailer.
You?
I have not watched that
You're
trailer.
You're lying.
I swear to God. I have
are,
not
are you
watched
not
the
going
trailer.
To?
Nah. Not
it's
at this
not
point. It's not that.
Fuck you, bro. I wanted to see his reaction to it.
It's not that. I'll watch it afterwards for sure, but I'm just like, yo.
That's
like,
that's good on you, bro.
I just have to take this, like, because I'm going to ball out in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
it's going to be really bad.
Yeah. Like, in the trailer, it was, fuck, I'm not going to even explain it, but D23 is coming out. I don't know what you're finna do on D23 then.
Oh yeah, I'll have to watch that trailer.
So I guess you could just watch it right now after this thing.
We will be hosting a D23 live. Come through and
chill. Yes, sir. Yeah.
It's gonna be on Eunice's Twitch account though.
Oh, okay.
So, but it'll be here. It'll be here. We'll do it here, okay. But on his Twitch account.
I'll bring my PC and everything.
Like we did for
maybe we could do a multicam setup.
If we can figure that out, I'll sleep over the night before and we'll do everything.
Yeah, let's figure it out.
Fun times.
We'll be like Bruce and Tony in Age of Ultron.
Where do we mark our initials, bro?
Yo.
Where are we doing?
Well, yeah, let's etch it into the table.
Dope. That'd be dope. We should do that. I mean, that's... Yeah, like, let's not fuck it up. Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Where's the fuck...
Put it over in there. The bottom. Or we just sign our signatures in the bottom or some shit.
Yeah, and when we sell this...
We have every guest. Yo, go under the table. Go under the table.
Yo, how was your... Did you go to lunch with Joyvon?
Yeah, with Javan, Japan. That's how I remember it. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
really.
We went. Yeah, so Javan Wade came through. We went to this place called The Perfect Pint in New York City. Yeah, it's not that far. It's like 15 minutes from Grand Central or so.
Where'd you get? You guys met at Grand Central? Did he pull up?
We pulled up at the spot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
We were both like halfway there, so we just met up there. What happened with my camera? Oh, we just good.
Oh yeah, bro. It's like what got most.
Yeah, guys, we won't release the video footage because timing, but you'll see snippets on our Instagram, so make sure to check that out. It was great. We just fucking, talked about what we're doing with the podcast, what he's doing with his career right now, and then we just had some bomb food and then talked about Messi versus Ronaldo for majority of it.
Is he Ronaldo or Messi head?
He's Ronaldo head.
Let's go, baby. My goat.
Yeah, but he might come back in the wintertime to New York, and then we'll talk about Doom Patrol, and he'll come through to the studio.
Nice.
So that'll be a lot of fire. Yeah, he's cool people, guys. So make sure to go follow him on Instagram. Make sure to check out Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol is fucking lit. Are you caught up?
No, not at all. I'm on season two. What are they? They're on. They're going to their fourth season.
Yeah.
That's fire.
They just wrapped up filming recently.
That's so good.
Yeah, but we don't know what's gonna happen now with like the merger, like what they're fucking doing with that.
Tell us something. Tell us anything.
Yeah, Doom Patrol and Titans are done.
You think?
Yeah.
For sure?
Sadly, yeah. I mean, sadly for at least one project. Doom Patrol.
Yo, stop violating it. Me and Kayla love Titans.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You a hater, bro. You an MCU shill, that's why.
Yeah, I'm MCU shill.
MCU shill.
Nah, bro. Titans ass. I'll get on a rant about Titans right now.
But nah, that was great. So can't wait to have him back. That's fire, though.
Yeah.
We gotta start getting guests up in here again.
Yeah,
I missed
sure.
that. Last one was Chakuti, and he was on.
Zoom. Yeah, let's we're gonna get him back before Guardians 3.
That one. That's crazy. Yeah, for Guardians 3, bro. That's so clutch how he pulled up right before Guardians, bro. Because he's definitely gonna get bigger after Guardians.
For sure. That's what I was like. Yeah. I was like, yo, like he's that's gonna wild. That first trailer gonna drop, and his Instagram shit is gonna
D23. For sure. Ooh, yeah. D23. We're gonna probably see stuff for Guardians, Ant-Man.
Fantastic forecasting, I'm calling it.
Yeah, we're gonna see the new draft class.
We're gonna
see the new draft
class. Should we do a draft class?
A new draft?
Yeah, we should. I'm down for that.
Yeah, we'll keep it simple. Like we could do like.
That's so beautiful. That's great.
Yeah, we'll make it nice and organized.
Yeah, like we did last time. I feel like we had it down packed, but...
Yeah, but I feel like we could clean it up a bit. Like, it could be like maybe we'll already create like, okay, we can only cast for these certain characters, like for only the Fantastic Four or only the X-Men.
What's coming up? Yeah.
If they don't keep John Krasinski, do you guys think they're going for a person of color or are they going to keep him white?
I could see a person of color because they have Jonathan Majors as
Kang.
So who do you guys want? Or are we saving for the draft class?
Idris Elba.
He just said that he was working on stuff with James Gunn.
Yeah.
Wait, is it DC related though? Did he specify?
Because it could just be something else. He said he's working. Yeah.
Oh, so then more Bloodsport. Yay.
Yeah.
Look, I'm with it.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Even though it's its own pocket universe thing, which whatever the hell they're doing.
I'm sure if James Gunn is involved, it's gonna be fine.
We're good.
It's in good hands.
It's in good hands. Yeah.
That's a great question, though. I don't know, man.
We'll save it for the draft.
Yeah, we'll save it for the draft. Exactly.
Yeah, I got to think about this, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So what is coming up that we can draft for? Obviously, Fantastic Four.
The entire slate.
I got
to
see.
But there's a lot of stuff that we've already got introduced to. Yo, not for nothing, I think Captain, like the Marvels.
Oh, yeah, we might get a trailer for that, too.
That's going to be heat, bro. I cannot wait for that.
To be honest, though, because I think that's where we'll get our like first real glimpse of X-Men shit. Because why would they hint at her being a mutant? And that's where she's showing up next.
Say
that it's happening.
So my source is actually... No, I'm joking. It could. That's a great thing.
Yo, Soups told me.
I got to rewatch the animated series, bro. Someone I saw the street say it didn't like. Well, I only saw it from one. Shout out the Wednesday Pull List. Check out their podcast.
That
it
didn't
well.
Age well.
Yeah, what did age well? The X-Men animated series. Like it just didn't hit for them.
Tweaking.
At least that's the last thing I saw. I'll hit them up though.
Yo, the first 5 minutes of the first episode, I'm like, they started off with Jubilee, bro. Like,
yeah, that shit is crazy.
That's how different.
Yo, isn't the first episode already doing? The joints from Days of Future Past, the Sentinels, crazy. Yeah.
Sentinels went after her house.
Jumped straight into it.
And I saw something else though, where someone said, I saw like the streets talking about it, where they were like, "Yo, don't make like Wolverine, like the you know how did y'all feel like obviously the Fox's X-Men universe was like, yo, like obviously Wolverine was like the main character." And everyone else was sort of just like...
Cyclops got to be the main character for me in this new X-Men joint.
Gotta be.
He is the leader. The only reason why Wolverine was the leader in the old one was because of the fact that it was Hugh Jackman.
How crazy would it be if Henry Cavill gets casted as Cyclops? If Feige pulls that.
Goat.
Yo, that's my draft class right now.
Goat.
For Cyclops. I'm wildin'. And then you know why he's showing up in Loki? Because Variant. Variant.
Yo, he keeps just digging himself into more of a hype hole.
I'm with it.
Me? I keep doing this.
I'm spinning.
But if Feige did that, and then because you're saying like he's got to be the leader, and like
Cyclops has to be, because he is the leader in the X-Men in everything.
Yeah, he is. Even in the show.
In everything. It was only in the X-Men, like,
even
Fox
in the
movies.
Show, nobody was checking Cyclops in the show. Yeah, Logan.
Why do you think they did that, though? Because they casted Hugh Jackman as Wolverine?
Yeah, he was just a bigger star.
And people just thought he was more interesting from the first... Like, from the jump, he's not, like, the full, like... Like, it wasn't always, like, it was Wolverine.
Yeah, with test audiences, they were more interested in him.
And X-Men 2, Wolverine, they were like, all right, fine, yeah, Cyclops. Like,
yeah, and Wolverine is also more culturally, like, relevant. Like, people kind of fuck with him more than Cyclops. They won't mention, like, you say X-Men. Oh, yeah.
Wolverine. Yeah.
Wolverine.
Yeah.
The Muggles.
That guy, Wolverine.
Like, you're not going to say Cyclops. Like, if you tell a random person on the street, like, yo, you know the X-Men? And they'll be like, yeah, that's the...
Call somebody random right now.
Man, I don't want to do that. Like, it's late. It's midnight.
Yo, super niche is like, oh, yeah, you fuck with X-Men? Yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck with Forge. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't know if you know who that is, but
yeah.
So like, I feel like X-Men is very, very specifically niche and also kind of like,
yeah.
Are you
grabbing
a cold one, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
Grab me another cold
them
one.
Castings
bro.
Are gonna be heat though.
You think?
Whenever,
hell yeah. Yo, the MCU draft class is already crazy, bro. They got Mark Ruffalo, bro. They got Mark Ruffalo doing a TV series fully CGI'd.
Bro, whenever when they get Storm up here, Gamma Frost and Jean Grey.
Yo, he tweaking, bro. He tweaking. Look at his evil ass laugh, like.
Man.
Yo.
We're gonna be feasting.
Cheers.
Cheers, baby. Yes, sir.
Guys, Eunice is not performing haram. Yo, where can we cop those hats that they had in...
Haram Halal?
Yeah.
Bro, those
are fire, bro. We have to cop those
for
the studio.
I'm going to get it. When they start filming season 2, and they, I'll pull up and I'm like...
Wait,
grab
did
one.
You just confirm Ms. Marvel season 2?
What?
No. It's definitely going to happen.
Why?
Because...
What?
Because I mean, because I told I was talking with Kevin. He was like, "Oh nah."
Okay. Like, all right. See, they didn't know you were gonna go all the way there with it.
Yeah,
I let you go there.
But guys, any expectations moving forward with She-Hulk right now?
With She-Hulk?
It's 9 episodes, by the way.
Because they're all 30 minutes. I mean, if it's crazy because it's still the 6-episode formula. It's just that they made the episodes shorter. So it's like, I hate that 6-episode formula, which is why I was very happy.
How is it? Is 9 though? How is it still 6?
Because they're 30 minutes each instead of 45. It's all right. It's okay. It happens, Ariel. I know. Math is hard.
Oh, good catch, bro.
I got you.
Yo, this dude is Daredevil, bro. That's why he's rocking this shirt. Yo, when is he pulling up, though?
Daredevil?
Yeah. And why is he pulling up?
I think episode 5.
And how does he... Nah, I'm not going to spoil it.
Doing a case.
It. Huh?
Doing a case. You'll meet Matt
doing
first.
Doing a case, right? Yeah.
And he'll see her as Hulk. Or he'll already know, because she just exposed herself to everyone.
But try to... Which was dope, by the way. I like that she was just like, you know what? I can do this, and I can still be a lawyer.
Because she's so charismatic, by the way, Tatiana.
Yeah, she's great.
She's fucking great. Amazing.
She's solid.
I want to see her show, Orphan Black. Everybody's saying to watch that. I want to watch
that. Yeah, you know what it's like Hulu, right that they've kind of done? It's like, she already kind of feels established.
Like, lived in, yeah.
Bro, they jumped straight into it in the first episode. I'm like, finally, yes. Don't give me these fuck. Like, Moon Knight, it took, forever to fucking do it.
I mean,
forever.
He did it.
And I'm sure she's still going to develop. But, what I mean by that is because, she already has her personality. Like you just said, it's like, this is what I'm about. Mm-hmm. Nothing straight. And that's why I love that even when Bruce was like, wait, you don't have another, personality? Like, it's just usually, it's just me. This is who I am.
He's like, wait, fuck, I don't got, this isn't in the syllabus.
this isn't in the syllabus, yo. He was ready to go, bro. I love that, though. Because Bruce is so smart. I love that about him. He's just able to, create. Yeah.
He's a biologist, but I'm pretty sure he picked up a couple of things learning from Tony as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Just being crafty and all that. So.
And what I like too is we get mention of Tony and he also of course mention of Cap this whole time. Yeah. He calls
his friends,
colleague.
Man. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He has so much respect for the both of them. Tony from, obviously a scientist perspective and of course from a hero perspective. Fucking saved the entire universe.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think a lot about Cap too is Cap's leadership and responsibility, and you see it with him trying to convince her. He's like, "Yo, it's your responsibility, bro." And it kind of ties to that Spider-Man mythos too, right? It's "Yo, I know you didn't ask for this, but
this is what it is
right now." And she's like, "I could go back to my normal life." And what I thought was gonna happen was she was gonna be in front of the jury and start spazzing out and just turning into the Hulk and. Do y'all still think there's gonna be a side effect that she hasn't known
there
yet?
Has to be some sort of caveat to this.
I don't know.
Or is it just that the character development is going to come from her being I don't want to do this to okay, I don't really have an option. I have the obligation. Because they're there in the courtroom, she's hiding, and then her friend goes to her and she's like, "Yo, Hulk up."
Kingpin.
What?
Kingpin.
Kingpin? Elaborate.
I think
what the fuck?
I have a feeling that Kingpin might have some, because she's pretty street level, bro.
She is a street level.
What was she in court for again? What was the case she was handling?
They didn't really specify.
She practiced her closing in the beginning, and
yeah. Oh, it's about
isn't it about superheroes?
She was talking about rich people.
Oh yeah, and then she was using your money for good.
Yeah. She's talking about rich people.
Yeah,
but it's also
a metaphor.
Metaphor for her.
Yeah,
Bruce was telling her, "It's like, yo, how rich? Rich people got money, right? But that with that money comes an obligation. Rich don't pay their taxes. Y'all are bums.
Unless you Bruce Wayne or Tony Stark. You're the only billionaires I fuck with.
T'Challa.
Oh,
T'Challa is the king of his. That's generational wealth.
But he probably the most wealthy. Oh, generational wealth. Damn.
And that's not being rich. That's wealthy. That's wealth. That's different.
Yeah.
And you that's your entire country. And you don't fuck up your people. You loyal to them.
What the fuck is that?
It's T'Challa.
Word?
Yeah, that was a panther. That was literally a black panther.
Yo, do it again.
Fire. Let me hear. That's not me scratching the mic, I swear.
That is dangerous, bro. That is crazy. That sounds so intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah, Panthers.
I'm not fucking with a Black Panther or any Panther for that matter. That shit sound
yo, that or any Bantha.
Like a Bantha. Yo, did you finish Boba Fett?
No, of yeah. course not.
We saw it.
Oh, no, that was Mark. Mark didn't finish it. Mark,
I don't blame him. I don't blame him. That shit was ass.
Crazy, bro.
That shit became the Mandalorian season 2.5.
Yo, is
that was she... the only good part of the show.
That's crazy.
You hate it. Like, yeah, you that was like literally character development.
For what? We're never going to see Boba Fett ever again.
Bro, I'm sorry, and we don't have to get into this right now. We'll get into it whenever we get into another Star mm-hmm. Wars or just a regular conversation. What was so intriguing about Boba Fett in the original trilogies?
I don't know, bro. Because remember, I watched these movies without any like bias. I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything about everything.
But I'm pretty sure you had some sort of cultural reference. Like, no, oh, I've seen this
before. Bro, I never knew Vader was Luke's dad.
I thought fucking Boba Fett was a stormtrooper, bro. They had the same mask. I didn't fucking know. Or like, no, a Mandalorian, like, whatever the fuck he was. I genuinely thought they were all the same character. But anyways, I didn't see the appeal of Boba Fett, like from the jump. Like, people loved him in A New Hope, in Empire Strikes. Like, people loved his ass. I was like, bro, he's just wearing white spandex in a green suit. Like,
that's the thing. You know why? Because he was so mysterious. Like, that from, even from me growing up, I remember people saying, like, oh, like, dude, like, you don't know the bounty hunter, Boba Fett? And all this stuff, I'm just like, dude, like...
The bounty hunter.
Like, you guys are just... It's almost like fan lore that just came about of it or something like that. Like, everybody just fucking with it. It was a very niche pocket of Star Wars, and it just became, like, that cultural, like, thing just kind of grew into the lore somehow. Yo, and it works.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't want to get that deep into it, but it was just like, damn, like, I don't know. I never saw it. I like him more now after his show because I'm like, okay, like, I have some form of character development here.
Made it worse for me. I was like, yeah, I definitely don't fuck with him.
Yo.
Bro was moving so slow. He was moving better in Mandalorian, if I'm being honest. Bro had hands in Mandalorian. Here, he was moving like he was. I mean, he is old, but it's like, I don't know. Whatever. Fucking Boba Fett. I don't care about Boba Fett.
All right, back to She-Hulk. Yo,
but I so far
digging it.
Yeah, I'm giving this episode a B+.
I'd say B+, A-, anywhere around there.
I give it an A-.
Fire.
But these people right here.
Oh, here we go.
I'm hyped
here
to see
we
these.
Go.
These people.
I really
right
want to hear
here?
These.
Yo, look at the first comment.
Let's get to the segment.
First comment.
MCU.
2 out of 10.
Of course.
She-Hulk? More like she is fod.
What? She is what?
Fodder. Fod. Like she's just like, this is just to, it's a placeholder.
How do you spell fod?
F-O-D.
What is that?
Fodder. It's just like whatever. Like it's it doesn't mean anything. It's just foam. Bro. On the top of a cup, bro.
Where to begin? Why Marvel's fourth phase has struggled with lazy writing and bad CGI, and She-Hulk is no different. While I love the character in the comics, this version of She-Hulk has all the usual MCU quippy writing that got stale by Age of Ultron. Yet
you're still here.
Like,
why continue, bro?
The plot here is everything you have seen before with none of the flair that makes it interesting.
Bro.
152 of 722 found this review helpful. Yo.
Well, that means
bro.
Somebody literally was just like, should I check this out? Nah.
And crazy. Probably still checked it out. Crazy. Like, how crazy is that, dude? That he said by Age of Ultron, yet you are still there, my friend.
Yeah,
like,
you're
make
still
it
here,
make
my guy.
Sense.
Like, remember in Moon Knight? Yeah. They're focusing too much on the main character. Somebody actually said that shit.
What? What did they say?
That they're focusing too much on the main character.
Amazing.
Bro, I'll read this one last one. 1 out of 10. How you ruin She-Hulk like this? Hire some writers that don't suck. You had an amazing lead actress, Orphan Black. So clearly, that's not the the actress's name, by the way.
Yo, her name is Orphan Black, yo.
Yeah, confirmed. So clearly this dumpster fire is due to bad writing directing. It's simply bizarre how bad Disney is doing with the MCU now. Also, the whole she can do anything the Hulk can do, but better. Yo, Brian hated that. I wish he was up right now, but I would love. I can't wait to have his take on that.
For sure, hated that.
He's like,
bro,
they made the Hulk so buns. How did she beat him already?
Like that's his cousin. Like he couldn't like just blow her up.
So that's what I'm saying, bro. Like yeah, I still think he couldn't blow her up. I still think there's some form of a side effect that like she has.
Yeah, there has to be something. Yeah, and he said, "Is your anger? Take that." He said, "Because maybe she could snap. Maybe it could get to a point where she just goes mental."
Yeah, right. Like she hasn't had enough time to really hone in on it, because he said it right. He's like, "Yo, it's not just about getting mad. Like you get Hulk mad."
Yeah.
Like, that can hurt people. Yep. And I think eventually that's going to happen. She's going to try and save people. Or, like, something's going to pop off and she gets too mad and she's going to really hurt somebody.
And also, I love how he got serious with her. He was like, and that shit is for real.
Because he's been through it.
Yeah, because he's been through it.
And that's the thing, like, and that's the thing, too, that I appreciate that they've been doing with him. It's like, she even said it, right? She's like, yo, I could just do shit and... You know, it took you 15 years to master this, and I've just mastered it in like a week, if that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, yes, he was like kind of like, oh shit, like you didn't have to go through that whole internal struggle. Exactly. But he's like, but at the same time, like you do have to hear me out, like because I still understand how all this stuff works. Again, yeah. I've dealt with it for this long.
And also, he's also there to teach her responsibility. And
yeah,
like I said,
yeah,
phase 4 is about just passing the torch, because phase 5 is about to go line? Crazy. What?
About responsibility?
Oh, here we go.
Hello.
You're not about to clown the boy right now.
It's from Liability, I think.
Oh.
Play that
shit,
bro.
Is it?
We allegedly playing Drake.
No, it's not. And game. It was like something about mama gave me this ability and now she walking with her head high. What's that song? Is it with Lil Baby?
No.
Now she was.
I'm outside. Fair trade.
Is it fair trade? Feeling young, but I'm. Hold on. I'm gonna get
the line. I got it right here. I could play it like here.
All
right,
play it.
And we could play this music with context because we're literally referencing it.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is, so. I can never love her, she a busybody, baby. If you want me, can't be turning up with everybody. Nah, can't be doing nothing anybody. Yeah, I got feelings. That's the thing about it.
The song is heat. No, it was right there. It was the next line.
Oh.
I know, right? Like, you made it this far.
That's a wild line.
You know that it's something when I sing about it. Yeah, mama used to be on
disability and gave me this ability. That's a fire line. It's not responsibility, but it's ability. He should have said responsibility.
Wow, you were completely off, Eunice. OVO, we aim for the head.
We don't aim to please. That's why Aaron didn't know at first. He was like, what?
I'm like, yo, you're so off. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Ability, responsibility. Like, motherfucker. It's in the word.
Yo, it loves No Way Home so much.
But, I mean, so, y'all didn't answer my question, though. Like, what? Do y'all feel like Bruce was, did y'all? I don't remember. But, like, do y'all feel like Bruce had a right to tell her that? Like,
absolutely.
You need to be a superhero?
If there's anybody that could have told her that,
It's only him.
Literally only him.
Like, he was telling her straight up. He was like, yo, you have to.
We're seeing the OGs like fill in these mentor roles. And you're kind of reminded of what they've been through, though.
He's like, yeah, exactly. He's like, you have to? Because I'm tired of this shit. I'm done. He's like, finally, there's another Hulk.
That could be it too.
Yo, I'm trying to chill here in Cancun, like, feel me?
Maybe he's working on, that's the thing. Yes, I understand maybe people are upset that the Hulk has kind of taken a bench seat, but he is still useful.
He's still somebody that they can contact and get in touch with. Like, he's still very accessible.
Yeah.
It's not like he's like a recluse.
I don't think that was the issue, though, with the character.
Yeah, he got a corporate position. Like, he's not out on the field anymore.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, they're like, yo, you upgraded.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You've been through a lot.
Look, he's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like, on the Lakers, you know, coaching staff.
Yo, damn. He said the whole specific. Kareem, I know, like... Jesus, watch Winning Time, both of y'all.
I want to see it. I do want to see it.
Amazing.
Yeah, I heard.
Winning Time pod coming soon.
And it's film.
Draft Class. On
film. Told you.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like most HBO originals are on film.
Are you kidding me? Have you
Euphoria
seen?
Euphoria season 2?
Yeah, that's true.
But season 1 was digital, right?
No, it was shot on film.
It was just more expensive in season 2.
Yeah, because he was shooting a different kind of film.
God, that's one of the greatest looking projects of all time.
Euphoria?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, for sure. You're caught up, right?
Yeah.
Dope. But guys, any expectations
for She-Hulk?
Yeah,
bro. I'm obviously here for a good time.
Yo, but you have no takes.
Nah, according to Brim, I have zero takes, even though I've been potting for 3 years. I have 3 years worth of takes on wax. But I believe that this will still tie in into some sort of narrative, maybe. And if it doesn't, it will be some sort of self-contained, you know, character arc that we'll see fully develop by the time we get to Secret Wars. Because according to Kevin... this is all gonna amount to something.
The Feigster?
Yeah. According to...
I want... If they're gonna do Jen, they're doing Daredevil, they did Moon Knight, give me these street level shit. We get
Jessica Jones back.
Yeah. But that's why Kingpin is back. That's why Kingpin is back.
I need street
but
level.
But it's just so like, it's bro, all, like, we're dealing with aliens. Like, the mob stuff, like, cut it out already. Like, I hope that his threat is, like, you know, like...
You can next still level. Be a threat.
Yeah.
Bro, because he could control the entire, like...
Underworld, bro.
Ooh.
Did you see Batman, bro? Falcone? Motherfuckers were scared of him. Imagine how much people he had on the
right,
belt.
Right, but it's a, I'm not... I'm, I don't...
You're hating, bro. Give me an MCU show card.
That's the thing.
Give me an MCU show card.
There's different... That's why I love the Marvel Universe, because of how diverse and storytelling they could be. You have these Avengers level threats, and then you have the street. You have Spider-Man. You have Moon Knight.
But that's the thing. Like, even with
Daredevil,
the only reason Kingpin was interesting to me is because of Vincent D'Onofrio.
Really?
Fucking delivered. Because honestly, the whole mob boss thing, I don't care for that role. I've never cared for that kind of character.
But I feel like it's more than like...
I'm saying him, Vincent D'Onofrio, created something with that character.
Easily, for sure.
That is remarkable, that just stuck with me. I'm like, okay, I'm sold on him. On his Kingpin, I'm with it.
But
on paper, anywhere else, I'm good. It's boring.
Into the Spider-Verse? Hold that.
I didn't enjoy the movie because of him.
I'm not saying you...
Like, what's up, Danger?
So, yeah, like I wouldn't say that's my favorite part of the film.
No, because if you have Kingpin pulling the strings of all these other different rogues for these underground heroes, like, it would be fucking
bro,
fire.
Hold on, talk about the game. Like, majority of the game was about, like, was a part of his story arc.
Yeah, it was Kingpin.
Like, he had to go into, like, Fisk and, like... Because he was so connected to what was going on with Goblin with Doc Ock.
Avengers Tower.
Ooh. No, it's the Baxter Building, though.
I hope so, but they haven't confirmed it yet. So
I'm pretty sure.
Yo, if Fizz bought that shit, you're going
to
be tight.
I'm pretty sure, because no shot Yo, Tony's going to sell Look, he's tight. No shot Tony's going to sell it to him.
What do you mean? Fisk is a good guy. People think that he's a good guy. That's his whole thing. People don't know he's a bad guy.
And Tony could be Republican. It's true.
Damn.
Yo.
Yeah, they look out for each other. They look out for the billionaires.
They're gonna raid that shit.
I mean,
bro.
If he did buy Avengers Tower, then if they're doing something cool with the character, I'm already sold on Vincent D'Onofrio. So
you hating on his white suit, bro. What's good with you in the white
I'm
suit?
I'm not hating on the white
yeah,
suit.
You are.
I just bro, it's fine to me. Nah, I don't care.
He was hating on the white suit in the group chat. You remember
that?
Look at him taking the bait.
Nah, weren't you was hating on the Hawaiian shirt.
I never said I didn't like it.
He said he liked the Hawaiian shirt more than the suit.
Yeah. It gave him some swag. It gave him some swag.
That's finally. Also a direct comic book like outfit.
Oh, hold that.
Let's go.
Wait till Ariel finds out what the white suit is too.
It's comic accurate.
Yo, they're both the comic boy. Accurate.
Yeah, with the ascot and all that. I get it. Okay, I get it.
It's the aesthetic. It's the mob boss aesthetic.
Ugh.
I can't wait.
I don't care for it. Like,
it's, I want to see him employing these villains, and I want Spider-Man, Daredevil, Moon Knight. I want.
See, that's the thing. If they incorporate it in a way that makes him legit, like kind of the Thanos on the street, cool.
What else? Who do you think he is? What is
just
he?
Just a mob boss to me.
Thanos on the street, bro. He's
Thanos on the street.
Like, that's what he is.
That's Thanos if you use Twitter.
That's Thanos if you use a Glock, bro. Like, that's his shit. That's his...
Yo.
If he used his hands, bro.
Bro, like, mean? That's his thing.
He chopped the dude's head off with a fucking door, bro.
Yo, Avengers Secret War and Kang Dynasty is all Kingpin storyline.
He's employing Kang.
Well, here's the
when
thing.
When I was a boy,
Kang. I do think Kang and Doom are like the key though. Kang and Doom.
It's Kang and Doom.
Secret Wars is a Doom story. I hope you guys know that. So mm-hmm. like you can't do Secret Wars without Doom. And okay. That's why we're gonna have Fantastic Four.
Capping. So Kang just disappears after Kang Dynasty?
Motherfucker, I said Kang and Doom.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear that part. My bad.
Yeah. And yo, Doom's gonna be in Wakanda forever.
I saw some.
That's
crazy
not even confirmed.
Shit.
I never said it was confirmed.
So then why are you saying that?
Actually, it's confirmed. I said it.
I saw some shit on the streets that was like, yo, what if Doom kills Kang in Kang Dynasty and that leads into Secret Wars?
I would love that. That would be fire.
Like, he comes out of nowhere and like, claps him?
Because their point was, like, to really solidify, like, yo, the big bad has arrived.
Like, he's worse than Galactus?
No, I think Galactus is, like...
He can just eat the world, you know?
That's like end of chapter 57,000. When they get to MCU.
That's when Feige is like, yo, I'm ending it here. Yeah. This is it.
It's going to end, and then it's going to be a constant loop. We're not going to get an MCU movie for like 10 years, and then boom, first movie is going to be like, I don't know.
You think?
A reboot or something?
Easily, yeah. They're rebooting.
You think they'll reboot it?
Yeah. Squirrel Girl.
Comic books do that all the time.
Yeah, comic books. Yo, New 52. It was a reboot.
Oh no, of course. Yeah, right. But I'm saying like, it will still be Marvel Studios, like pumping the shit out.
Yeah, Marvel Studios. Yeah, of course. And then we'll say the 30.
Bro, that shit's gonna be sad, bro. When they reboot,
I'm gonna take my grandkids to them movies, bro. I can't wait.
That's crazy.
I'm like, yo, you have no fucking idea what you about to get into,
guys. All right. Put your UV goggles on, okay?
We're going to the theater, man. And then we just go to the living room.
Because of global warming.
Guys, do you have your Apple glasses on? Yep. All right. Perfect. What? You can't hear? The AirPods not working? Okay, hold on. Check your gas tank.
The ozone layer has ripped.
I did that in Times Square, me and my friends. It was like in high school. We had like these cool looking glasses on, and then we just walked into crowds and we like did this. Like we're like,
okay, yo, looking to get arrested.
And your friend are wigs.
Bro, nobody would come in front of us and be like, and then just walk behind me.
Bro, New York doesn't care, bro. Can I tell you about my subway ride over here?
Keep it pushing. Yes.
What happened?
So your first mistake
was taking the subway, not the Metro North coming here.
No, but I did take the Metro North after. I get on the subway, right? I finally get down to the platform. Delay.
Course.
Classic MTA might take a while. That's what it stands for. We all know that. So
it's the first time I heard that.
I'm here, like, I'm texting you, I'm like, yo.
And that's funny because you don't take the MTA often, right?
No, bro, that's to work every day.
The MTA you take?
The subway, yeah, that's how I get to work, the 6th train.
No, but I'm talking about like Metro North type shit.
Oh, no, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No,
I'm
no.
talking strictly Metro North. Yeah.
I can take the Metro North, but I'd be going way out my way to it, yeah. But, dude, I have to leave now the platform. I have to go downtown to come back uptown. And I take the 4 train. My favorite line.
Greatest line. 4, 5, and 6 are all fire.
just like you can't. I can't make this up what I'm about to say. So I go into one of the carts. I walk ahead because usually the carts in the front aren't as packed. Mm. It's usually everything in the middle. Yeah. So I go there and there is some space for me to be there and all that. And I'm like, all right, so I just got to stand. Okay. So first I stand and I look down. There is a young lady and this other kid arguing in silence. Like just like that. And I'm like, great. Are they a couple? Don't know if they're a couple, but I guess he was like getting too close to her and she was like, please, can you like get the fuck out? He was like, yo, I'll punch you in the face. And I'm just like, yo, I just got here.
Don't.
And out of nowhere, a baby starts crying behind me.
I thought he hit her.
No. It was very strange. Like eventually, like he was just like, all right. Because she was just like, yo, like dead ass.
About
like,
to pop off.
Yeah, like she was getting tight. And then some dude, the baby starts crying. And then some dude on the opposite side of the cart starts naming and every element in the periodic table. And then somehow interweaves it with the Bible and how it's all connected and stuff. And I'm fire. Just like just doing math, bro. And I'm just like, I'm here trying to listen to Young Justice Austin and I 3:16 can't hear anything.
Said
there was this preacher at like in an airplane, like when people were like trying to sleep in the airplane preaching. And someone was like, bro, I swear next time I do this, I'm gonna wear my entire like Islamic gear and like just go and just start reading the Quran in front of everyone. And they're like, yeah, let's see how the different reaction is going to be to that
the
one.
Marshall, the marshal on the plane is going to get up and ask your boy.
There's a marshal on every plane. That's like confirmed.
Yeah.
Do they, is it public? Like everybody knows who it is?
They're undercover. That's the point.
That's fire, though.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I don't see them motherfuckers nowhere.
Yeah, right. They're scrolls.
That's confirmed, dude. Bro, what even is happening with those scrolls?
Secret invasion. God. That's still a plot. Right. Yeah.
Oh, Emilia Clarke. That's gonna be the
that. Nah,
of
that
show.
Cast
hold
is
on.
Stacked,
bro.
More theories.
Stacked.
So Kang might be using scrolls to maybe help him out with stuff. Maybe
we'll definitely get more Kang in Secret Invasion. Like
Rogue. Rogue scrolls?
Yeah, the bad scrolls. Because right. Now we know that there are good and bad scrolls.
Right. Talos the G. Ben Mendelsohn.
Yo, my guy Talos. Oh, Eunice, by the way. Mm. This might make you see Far From Home in a different light.
No, it won't.
Okay, that's fine.
Yo, you don't like Far From Home?
No, he hates it.
I don't hate it.
He hates it.
I think it's the weakest out of the trilogy, though.
You bugging.
Bam, Homecoming bam, is better.
You bugging.
Nah. I'm spinning.
You spin.
I know.
I love it.
I love Homecoming.
Me too.
It's No Way Home, Homecoming, Far From Home.
No.
Bars.
You're bugging. He didn't even mention Spider-Man 2.
I said in MC, like the trilogy. All right. All right.
Bait.
What were you going to say, though?
That I believe that that Talos was acting out a character when he was interacting with Peter. Like, when he was blacking out on him, like, after everything was okay, like, literally everything was just fine, but it got, like, a little out of hand, like, when they were by the Ferris wheel and all that. Like, I think Talos is like, yo, like, you're fucking shit up here, dude, and I'm here trying to, like, keep an eye on you. I think that serves into a little bit of the character development for Peter.
Eunice does not care.
He doesn't care. I'm like,
Eunice does not care.
No?
That was the last of my issues with Far From Home.
Oh, okay.
How Nick Fury treated him. I mean, Nick Fury treating him like a child. I mean, he is a child, but it's just like...
Yeah, but Talos, because I feel like Fury still have a different approach with Peter. I don't know if he would.
Really? I think he would be pissed.
I don't know. It seems like
you want to be on this field trip more than you actually want to be.
You thought that was actually Nick Fury talking to him in that scene?
No, I didn't think it was actually... Well, obviously, when until the end, I thought it was.
Well, that's what I'm saying in a different context.
I know, like, I'm saying I still think Fury would do it. Nah. Fury would still be doing that.
I don't think so.
I don't know. He was making fun of Tony's alcoholism. Like he there's no holds barred for him. There's nothing. Like, he does not give a fuck. Like in Iron Man 2, he's like, bro, you look disgusting right now, bro. Like, come on.
You might have put him the drink down or something. He's probably said something like that.
He doesn't care.
He is an asshole.
I just wish Peter like responded back more. He just took it. He's like, damn, fuck. Oh, I just want. Like, bro, you gotta be like, yo, stop fucking. I'm on on vacation. Shut the fuck up, bro. Please.
Yo, we had this conversation the other day, bro.
Yeah, Peter was like, it was just a horny Peter Parker story. Like, he was just trying to smash, bro. And he was getting cock blocked. Growing pains.
But you, okay, but why doesn't he voice that? He only voiced it to Mysterio, which was stupid.
He voiced it also to Happy.
Okay, but he never did it to Nick Fury, the motherfucker that's employing him to do all this shit.
Yeah, but he don't know Nick like that.
If he knows him enough to hang up on him, he knows him enough to say, I don't want to do this.
Yo.
Do I have to know you to hang up on you?
to
not be afraid to bang it on him?
You don't hang up on Nick Fury.
Dude, are you kidding me, Eunice, right now?
I'm not.
Are you serious right now?
I'm deadass. But like, so I said, you have Nick
to
Fury,
know
Nick
somebody
Fury?
To bang it on him. No, you can hang up on a telemarketer.
That was a figure of speech. I'm saying because of how Happy was scared of not answering fucking Nick Fury. If Peter can just be like, bro, fuck this shit. Fuck, dude. He hangs up on him?
I mean, he was dubbing him. He was screening all his calls.
So he's pussy. He can only do that over the phone. He can't do it in person. Remember we had that conversation on the group chat? He was like, bro, who is he talking about? That is, the person that talked shit about David Zaslav. He was like, yo, that was so cowardice. Like, bro, that's not street talk. He can't do that in person. Oh, he can stay behind and be anonymous.
Because he's anonymous, yeah.
Oh, you're applying what I said about a person in real life to a person in a movie.
To David Hasselhoff.
Like, if you strong enough to hang it up on Nick Fury not answering, just bang it on him. A person that's probably like the most feared person in the Avengers. You could fucking...
He's by far the most feared person in the Avengers.
Easily, bro. That's why he's the last person to show up in Tony Stark's funeral.
Confirmed. Also, that was, what was that, like a power? It was like, it went
nah,
I just think
like Cap was up there, like, yeah. The first place.
I just think he was the last to show like emphasis, like, bro, this is the person that started it all
for real. Oh, you confirmed. Don't get enough credit.
That was
bro.
Also the most expensive shot in cinematic history. Wait, damn, yeah. Wait,
that draft class
that might get outclassed by Tom Cruise's space movie because that's gonna be very expensive to film.
I can't wait for Tom Cruise just in general.
He's a madman,
he's my favorite Scientologist. It's like the only Scientologist that, like, I think. Who else is a Scientologist? Right. I think Leah Remini is like exposing Scientology right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, she has a whole documentary with that. Yeah, I watched.
You know Leah Remini is? King of Queens.
From King of Queens.
Yeah.
Goat.
Yeah, for sure. What was I gonna say on that though?
Y'all see the wordplay in King of Queens, bro? That shit's fire.
Does that just hit you right now?
King Yo, of Queens?
In the concrete jungle of Queens trying to be kings.
Nah, I gotta show y'all this video now.
Yo, She-Hulk starts rapping next episode. Confirmed.
Huh?
She-Hulk might rap the next episode.
You think?
I don't know.
Wait.
Listen to this. This is it. Okay, this is called Thanos reading Eminem lyrics. He's choking how everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up over blow. Snap back to reality. Out there goes gravity. This motherfucker spitting. Y'all don't even know because y'all ain't never. Wait, what?
I'm
trying to like.
He was Thanos?
Yeah, he was
also to also like, Thanos was like, yeah, I'm about to hit him with a fucking M bar, like, yo, snap back to
and
reality.
Then at the end he's like, y'all don't even know, bro. Y'all don't know how this like. Oh, that was funny. I don't care.
Eunice, I know for a fact next time you're having Cheetos, you're using chopsticks.
I've been doing that ever since I saw the Oscar Isaac pick. That was the wave.
You've been doing that?
Nah, I'm joking. It's just everybody's comparing it to Oscar Isaac because he's had a picture, a viral. Remember that viral picture of him? With the Cheetos.
That, like, look at like how they just put that in the show. Like, that's so meta.
Bro. Yeah, like, that. I'm pretty sure that was a specific Oscar Isaac reference, like, easily.
For sure?
Easily, yeah. Bro, like, what kind of fucking... This is a clear-cut Oscar Isaac reference.
So, Moon Knight confirmed. Oh, I have seen that picture
also,
before, though.
Moon Knight, is, that's
Moon Knight confirmed. Yeah,
yeah,
confirmed. Right, he's confirmed. In it. Yeah. So, guys, anything before we wrap?
Hold on. I just got to airdrop something to the soundboard. Actually, yep. I don't need to do that.
Just play it.
And I know what he's going to play. Guys, we are going to see y'all next week as we talk about She-Hulk Episode 2 and whatever else we have on the docket. But Eunice... thank you so much for showing up. Great to see you.
Yeah, thanks for clocking in.
And thank you, man. We'll see y'all next week.
Make sure to come through and chill.